Simin Kuf Hei Sif Aleph, the halachas of Kovash Kimavushu. Gemara says that Kovash Kimavushu Malichas Kareseach. The exact gather of Kovash is a Mamash Kimavushu or not, that the Beis Yosef brings down a Rosh who quotes a Ritzpo. And he says, Dimsho Besecha Yim Shalim Me'eis Le'eis Nikri Kovash Uboilea Upoilet Kimavushu. Chor the Mashmois is that it's not mamish bishul, like the Prima Gadam says lahedio, that it doesn't have a din bishul mamish. However, it's just boileo upoilit azivi bishul. But lamaisa, there's no ash, there's no fire there, there's no source of heat. And memela, klape, the Ramah says in the Hagah that Safik Kovish Osir Movar Bebasar Becholov Das Lin Lekula De Minatari Ne Osir Rak Bebishul Mamish. For the Basar Becholov Dereiso, you need a Bishul Aideor. However, Kovish is not going to be a Isser Dereiso of Basar Becholov. Remember, there's even Benegat Asharis room, there's Nafkamina whether or not it has a Din Bishul. Like the Taz says, the Taz holds that Kvisha doesn't Asir Kalim, except Kedei Klipo. As opposed to Bishul, Zichur, Asr's, the Kuli Alma, Asr's the Kli, entirely. It's not like the Shach. The Shach holds, you know, we saw in Siman Tzadi Ches of Katan Yud Gimel, that Kvisha Asr's then Kli, Bekuloi. And it's all from Yitzchak Berkowitz, that Bediyevid, you can be Mekal like the Taz. The Chatchila were Machmer like the Shach, that Asr's Kuloi, but Bediyevid, you go like the Taz, that Kvisha only Asr's Kadei Klipo. Another nafkamina between Kovash and Bishul, Kvish and Bishul, is that what the first halacha that the Ramah brings down in the Hagah, Chomokum Damrin Kovash Kimavoshul, Afilu Masha Chutz Lekvisho Osir. The Kvisho Shalmat Mafeil Amarlo, Vishim Mikil Masha Bechutz. There's a tzad that what's Chutz Lekvisho does not answer, is not answered by the Kvisho. Even though by Bishul it's Poshit, that what's Chutz from the chilek, which is nisbashal, from the mayim, that's nisbashal, for sure if the pot is closed, for sure it's going to be vashal the entire thing. As opposed to kvisha, it's dafka that which is inside the water. But the truth is, if you look at the Aruch HaShulchan, he brings out the Prima Gadam, that says that kvisha is not mamish din bishal, and the nafka mina is when you get the dam, the mashal, dam shebishli is only aser midar abonon, but dam she nechbash is still going to be also midaraisa. And the Aruch HaShulchan says, Yishli ziyashir bozed, lechur mashma kem avoshul mamish. Lechur, the mashmoy says that's bishul mamish. No, lechur from all the rice that we brought before, and zikr not, mashmoy says not that it's bishul mamish. If it's bishul mamish, then there would be no tzad that kvisha should be different. There would be no tzad like we saw mateches that shouldn't be shaykh kvisha by. Tzarech bir ktsas. Why the Aruch HaShulchan understood that it's kibishul mamish, but the etzem din is tzarech biruktas. Where's the makor that kvisha works lavli ulahaflit? Even if it's not like kibishul mamish, but it works lavli ulahaflit. What's the makor that it could be mavli of maflit? So the Prima Gadam brings down that it's muchach that it's a din daraisa, because the Gemara says the boss of Chodesh Chiddushu Shechidush Yoter Du Tor Leikula Yuma Bechal Bashori, that if you soak meat in milk for an entire day, it's going to be mutter. As opposed to, Muchach says Prima Gadam, as opposed to Shari Surim, that will be Osir. Vice days, and they were handling this in Daraisa. It's a Chiddush Ater. Vice days, that by Shari Surim, there's going to be an Isser for your Shari Kolayim Kula. Muchach, that didn't Kvisha, is Osir in Daraisa. But, Shver. Where's the Makar? And not only that, the Prima Gadam continues and he says, Lachur, the Stimsa Poiskim is, the chumitz v'tzir is also that which it's kedesh yartiach to be kvishes kibishul kedesh yartiach by chumitz v'tzir. That's also din daraisa. But tzarech bir also. Where's the makor for that? So the chokhmas odem and nun ches dalid. He says hod the osar the kvisho hu min atiro v'michlal hashirin shemalach l'mesh misinai. Chur the mashmois is that side etzim din kvisho inside the shir of chov dalid shoris, which would all, and the shir of kedesh yartiach by tzir v'chumitz, is all a halacha mesh misinai. The only question is, Yesh La'ayin, we'll see after see Bezer Hashem and Kufir Aleph, that the pashtus is that it's machlekes amiroin, whether or not we say kovish is kamevushul, because there's a man omer there, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, that kovish is not kamevushul, and l'chur there's not going to be machlekes in the halacha mishum Sinai. We'll have to see that Bezer Hashem behemshech. Now, what's the mahalach, what's the teva of kovish kamevushul? So the Prima Gadol brings down, in the middle of Mishpatei Zohar Aleph, that's where most of the Prima Gadol that we're going to quote here, he says, Va'abliya va'apleita b'seif tashlam yisleis. The kvisha happens at the end of the 24 hours. That's when the kovish is kamevushul. Mashma, that up until 24 hours, nothing happens. The Chavas Das is Matzai in the Crazy Placey. Crazy Placey says that Zedover Sheina Seichel Mechai Valsoi, that all of a sudden after 24 hours, bang, all the blees go inside. No. Rather, it happens slowly over the course of time, a little bit more, until after 24 hours, it's Mashlim, the last blees, and he sends off Vadover Sichli Vikorv Lemetzias Ateva. That's l'chore how the Metzias works. So the only problem is, if the Chavas Das is Matmio in the Crazy Place, he says, Evazeh, that it goes out a little bit at a time, so then l'chore by Chometz B'Pesach, Ukidoyimer, that it's Yisur B'Mashu, l'chore, after being doing a Kvisher for 5 minutes, it's ready to be Yisur. Because Kokama, that blees are going out the entire time, that means that right away, even after a few minutes, some of the blees go out, L'chero, that's already Yisur Mashu. It should answer by Vasu B'Cholav. And we know that, it should answer by Chometz Pesach. And we know that, even by Chometz Pesach, it only answers after 24 hours. L'chero also, you could be Meir, that if you're telling me that a little bit goes out the entire time, a little bit more, so that means after 23 hours, most of the blias are out. You're right, it's not enough blias, but most of the blias are out. So what's the din if you're kvish 15 pieces of meat in the same water? After 23 hours, you're going to tell me that there's not the same amount of blias as one piece of meat after 24 hours? How could it be? In the Chara, there's no chilukim. Even if you're kvish a lot of pieces of meat together, the steam is a paiskim is, that the only is only after 24 hours. Al Derech Zayasan, the Bali Yeshochan, he asks, if you're going to tell me that one piece that's two kizesim is poilet in 24 hours, it's kvish kvish in 24 hours, that means a piece which is four kizesim should be poilet in 12 hours. It should be double the size, twice the amount of platus. If you're telling me that the taste of two zesim comes out in 24 hours, so the taste of four zesim, the same two zesim worth of taste from a piece of meat, should come out in 12 hours. Vein adover kein. So l'chor the pshat is, al derech zeh, the ikar advarm, the magi on the Crazy Placey says, that even according to the Crazy Placey, it's not that the blees come out become muson a little bit by a little bit, rather beichuson. It could be that all the blees come out, but beichus it's only a tiny little bit. Beichus is only a tiny little bit, and it gets stronger and stronger as the time goes on. Al derech mashal dugma ladover, that lachor such a thing is only considered, and these platelets are only considered tam kolish. And Tom Kolsch doesn't answer. Until you hit the Tashlam 24 hours, then you have the first real Blio that's not Tom Kolsch, and that's the one in the Aser. Dugma Ladover, what we saw in the Shach, the Shach is in Mitzadi Ches, Sif Ches, brings down, Tzavkot and Koftes, that Milsa Davidi Letaimo, like Tavlin, if you have more than Shishim Kenegat the Tavlin, then it's only going to be Aser, if you taste it, it's only going to be Aser Midarabonin. We can figure about that around the Schreilik. That as long as you taste it, it's miyasim in the raisa, because the whole time kekers the raisa. Shach says no. If you have shishim kenegedit, then even though you taste it, and tam kekers the raisa, nevertheless, it's not gonna be an iser the raisa. Maybe you're allowed to be simchonik feli, says. Shach says, what's up, shah? You're gonna tell me that means that one cup of salt and 60 cups of water, you for sure taste a ton of salt in a huge soup pot. You only put in a tablespoon or two of salt. One cup and 60 cups of salt, and one cup of salt and 60 cups of water. For sure, you're gonna taste it. Nevertheless, not asmi daraisa. What's the pshat? Chor the pshat is al derech the Prima Gadol says in Hakdoma to Hachas Tarevis that that's only tam kolish the hainu lechor that klapi the tam that melach should be. Once it's so diluted that the shishim can get it, that tam is not the tam that the Torah answered. That's not the tam of melach betokfoy that the Torah answered. What is the tam? The tam is when it's not so diluted. It's not diluted by shishim. Once diluted by shishim, even though it's a shtakra tam, and you're zikr tasting it, that's only considered klapi the ezer derais, that's only considered tam kolish. You're right, you're tasting it. After 12 hours, after 14 hours, you're zikr tasting a tam inside. But that tam, not every tam is the tam that the Torah answered. Such a tam is considered tam kolish. The Torah didn't answer such a tam. But merely, even if you're gonna have 5 pieces or 15 pieces that are nechbash inside together, you have a lot of tam kolish altogether. You're tasting a lot of tam kolish. You're tasting the tam kolish of 23 pieces, and that tam kolish is a very strong taste. No different than the melach, the cup of melach that you're tasting in the 60 cups of water. It's a strong taste, but that taste be'etzem only has a din of tam kolish, and that's not the tam that the Torah answered. Ramila, there's also the Badei Shulchan Shaila. Two kezesim in 24 hours gives a real tam. 4 kezesim in 12 hours has a lot of tam, but that's only tam kolish. It's a lot of tam kolish. And the first real tam that you're going to be tasting, the first tam gomer that you're tasting, is only tam after 24 hours. The other achronim that learn differently, they learn like the Prima Godim, that it only happens after 24 hours. So you have to say, what's up, shot? The crazy place is tiny, that ain't a dover sickly, then all of a sudden nothing happens for 24 hours, also 24 hours it happens. There it says that in a chanami, by 24 hours, lav dafko, do all the bleeds come out. It's just, that's when we have to be choishish, and when something was sitting inside, something which is kovish in a lach, for 24 hours, it's nisrachich to the point that the bleeds could start coming out. How many bleeds come out? I have no idea. Since you don't know how many bleeds come out, so maybe you have to be choishish, then all bleeds come out. No different, like the Gemara asks, on Tzad Zayin Rebeis. Do we have to be mishar connected to the entire kachal? Gemara says, maybe you should only be mishar what came out. Gemara says, minoya dinon. How do you know what came out? And mele, any time Isser falls into the heter, if a piece of chazer falls into a chicken soup, so you have to be choishish, it's in there for 5 seconds, you have to be choishish that all the bleeds came out. Did all the bleeds come out? Zich or not. 100% bleeds of the chazer for sure didn't come out. But we don't know. Therefore you have to be choishish. Mele, since I have to so do over here, my kovash kama vushum. At 24 hours, in a chanami, it's not that all the bleeds come out. It's just that's when you have to be choishish, that the bleeds are starting to come out. Once the bleeds start to come out, and we don't know how many bleeds there are, but mainly you have to be choishish that all the bleeds come out. Yesh la'ayin, if there's an afkamina between the two pshatim l'maisa. There's going to be an afkamina in halacha between the pshat of the crazy place that happens gradually, and between the pshat of the chavis, the prima godim, Udime, that happens after Ratashim's 24 hours. We'll see Bezo Hashem, Hemshech maybe. Now, what happens after 24 hours? What happens by the Kvisha after 24 hours? Is it like Bishul? That after it gets to the Shir Sichus, then there's a constant Bishul going on? So too, after the Kvisha gets to the Shir of 24 hours and it's Kovash Kumavoshul, there's a constant Kovash Kumavoshul going on? Or no, there's every time that you're going to add something in, you're going to need another 24 hours. Betzem Nechai Adam in Arachayim, but he gets Echos Pesach, he clears it. In Simon Kof Chof Aleph, Chof Ois Chof Hei, he says, Im Nemar, de Mishanasa Kovish, Oz Bechol Rega Verega Boilea, Ukumoy Bishol, Mishayas Levasha Boilea Bechol Rega. Oy Nemad Lo Oilam Le Maflin Ad Acher Meis Leis, Tzarechin. The Badi Shulchan brings down Omachloikis in Tzionim, he brings down that Betzim is Mechlekes Achreinim, that the Chesla Avram is Mekel, and the Chamud Daniel is Terev, is Islam and Vav, is Machmer. The Badei Shulchan names on like the Chamud Daniel, La Locho, near La Achmer Kavasei, that there's a constant Bishul going on. And this, he brings down two Nafkaminas, Lacher. One Nafkamina is, if you have meat sitting in milk for 24 hours, and then you pour in a little bit of milk after the 24 hours, is the milk nivla into the meat immediately? Is the meat nivla into the milk immediately? Or do you have to say no? The milk has to sit in for another 24 hours for it to be nivla into the meat, for the meat to be nivla into the milk. You're right, the water is being nivla into the meat, but the milk is not going to be nivla into the meat. Or the meat is not going to be, will be nivla into the water, but it won't be nivla into the milk. Another nafkamina is, what's the din if you have Shishim keneged the heter, keneged the iser, shishim of the heter keneged the iser, and after 24 hours you take out a little bit of the heter, so now you don't have 60 anymore. Is it going to be nesar right away because it's ready after 24 hours, or is it nesar only after 24 hours? the Badei Shochan Emes on like the Chamud Daniel. In such a case, it can be usher right away. Now, lachur, you could say that this is totally in the machlekes that we just said before, and whether or not the bliyas come out slowly, gradually, or only after 24 hours. But lachur, it's not muchuch, and it could be lachur lefi either pshat. You could clear this shayla. Now, what type of lach asrs when we say davar kavish is kimavoshul? So kavish in what is kimavoshul? So the Prima Gadol brings down the Tshuvas HaRash that says, this is how the Pesachim go, Dimrach she'isr hamunach b'seichai misnanea mimokam l'mokam kovash mikri. That if it's so soft, in other words, if it's so liquidy, that whatever's sitting inside of this liquid, or of this davar nozal, this is able to move around inside, then it's considered kovash kumavashal. The Badei Shochan being Masbred, he says, Lacharab Shad is, if you move around, if you shake around the container, will the thing that's sitting inside the liquid move around or not? Now, Lachar Lefidis, the only thing which is going to be a kvisha is basically liquids. Because, or applesauce maybe, yogurt, ukadema, but in jelly or jello or other things like that, in a chanami, there's not going to be kavash kemevoshul. No, these things don't move around. Whatever's sitting inside is not going to move around. You're not going to have kavash kemevoshul. The Chochmas Adam says, lefi this, also by shuman or gravy or butter, it's not going to be shayach kvisha unless it's ready. It's dissolved. But if it's not dissolved, if it's hard, then in a chanami there's not going to be any kvisha. The mashmaos of the poiskim is dvash also dvash that's hard. He says is going to be shach kvisha. It's soft, it's going to be shach kvisha. But if it's hard, it's not going to be shach kvisha. The chur is going to araya that by dvash which is hard is not shach kvisha. We saw before in the Tzim Peidalet that the legs of the ants that are sitting inside of the honey, there is a problem being mevatla istechatchila when you're going to heat it up. Now the chur, if the ants were sitting inside the honey for 24 hours, then you already have blias of the ant legs in the honey, and heating it up would not be maisif anything. It's before lechur that in hard honey, there's no kavash kemavoshul. It's only in soft honey. The mashmoyis of the poiskim is that there's no chilik between the different types of food, and all foods you have to be choishish. Any type of liquid that fits under the guidelines of the Seis HaRosh, this rosh, lechur shayach kvisha, not like the Noid Bihuda that was brought down by the Pesach Teshuva, that you have, not every single Michael is a Shaykh, Kavash Kavoshul, Ukidoyme, not every Shaykh to be Nechbash, or in it, or to be Kavish inside of it, just dependent on the Mishnais and Mesechus Trumas, and it's not clear exactly, Tzarachin, exactly what foods and what not foods, but the Mashmash the Paiskim is that all foods are considered Kavishable, and in any type of food, and therefore that could be Nisnoinea. And if it's not even a suffix, then maybe not all foods are, maybe this is the type of food that is not shayach kvisha. Now, is it shayach kvisha in a liquid which became hard? For example, in ice? So the Prima Gadol brings down over here that the Minchas Yaakov says it's mutter. Why? And he says it came mistaver, they didn't miss none there. It doesn't fall under the guideline of the rush. It's not misnanei b'seichai. Not only that, hard as a rock inside. But he brings down that the Beis Lechem Yehuda and Eli Rabba are machmir. And Lamaisa, last year, when I heard a share from Moshe Banzer for Shlito, the Rav of Heichal Hiro, and before Pesach, he was saying that one should be careful when he buys meat and fish, ukedema, his mozzarella for Pesach, and before he sticks it into the freezer, he should wrap it up a good few times in bags. Why? Because there's a problem of kavash kemavoshul. Maybe during the year you used your freezer for chametz. For example, you have loaves of bread inside the freezer, and it became nechbash in the ice, it got iced over, it became nechbash in kavash kemavoshul inside of the ice, and the bliyas went from the ice into the freezer. And now when you're going to be kavish, your Pesach tikka fish and meat, ukedema, inside of your freezer, the bliyas that are inside of the freezer are now going to come out once again with kavash kemavoshul and go inside your food. So you have to be wrap it a good few times. Therefore, the bleus won't be able to travel through the wrappings. Now, I never heard of such a thing before in my life. That you have to be chayish such a thing. The truth is, it's his father's chumrah. And in Shas Shuvah's kind of basim, he taka brings this down. He brings down such a chashash in Chelik Beis. Simonim Tezvav Tezayin. He says, "Bnei Negele Makpish Al Mekarer, the Meshach Kol Hashanah Machnisim by Kol Mini Chimitz Kiran Isus Velachom Machnisim Bze, Shar Mini Chimitz Mu'utov Benayar Kesef Abseich Sakiyot Nailan." Amarti Shish Bze Tzal Achmir, the Din Kli Chometz Alof. Vein Min Aroy Lachnis by Macholi Pesach Kiran Basav Dogam Machnisim Bze Shar Metzachom Shederach Lachpish Sam Abseich Afizer. Unless you wrap it up a good few times. Now, Lachura, even he, I would say, is only machmer when he gets to chometz of Pesach, or machmer even for mashu. But la locha near the das of Reve Poiskim is to be mekel by kvish bekarach, like the pashtas of the Prima Godim brought down from the Menchas Yaakov. It's interesting that the Prima Godim Hemshech says v'chein near la locha behefse meruba al kopanim. He doesn't want to be mekel kipshutoi without any time. But it seems that the Poiskim al derech Rave the Paiskim or Mekel, and so that's our Rabbi Yitzchak Berkowitz paskins, that you do not have to worry about Kovash Kmavosho by ice. Besides the fact that when you get to this shadow of the freezer, there's other, numerous other reasons why you might be able to be Mekel, as we'll see Be'ezer Hashem, Behemshech. Now, we found out that any liquid that it's Misnanea B'Seichoi is a liquid that's Shaykh Kvisha Kmavosho. But how much liquid does it have to have? If you stick something in a bag and it gets lachluchis inside of the bag, there's condensation inside of the bag and there's driplets all over. Is that enough kavash kamevoshul? Or no, you need more than that. So Prima Gadol brings down a lashon. He says that belachim ktsas then afilu netila yintzarach b'diavad mikol mokum lechatchil yituk loy v'yetzba. He says, but pashas lachim ktsas, and this is how the pesukim go, that the Baal Shulchan brings down that lashon and others, that by lachem ktsas you don't have to be worried about. It's not exactly clear what's the gather of lachem ktsas. The Yad Yehuda says, "Da the shriya ain't ela b'davar lach v'tzolu kamayim oishar mashke v'loy shayech shriya ela im hamashke misaviv hachaticho av mishum ma'at lachluchis shalgaba v'itachtov lechoshev shriya." Now, this is al derech the Prima Gadim that ma'at lachluchis is nothing. It has to be misaviv hachaticho. What does it mean, mesav dechaticha? Zichr mesav dechaticha does not mean that it has to be submerged inside the liquid. Because we see that the Ramah in Sif Aleph brings down over here that etshayach kvisho, when something is halfway in and halfway out of a liquid, for sure that which is inside the liquid is aser, maybe even that which is outside the liquid. So it does not have to, when he says it has to be mesaviv, it doesn't mean that it has to be submerged. It means that it has to go up on the sides. It can't be like his lashon, it can't be like a liquid underneath or a liquid that's on top of it. A little bit of liquid and sitting on top, if it doesn't go down the sides, it's nothing. So l'chur l'fi this, if you have a little bit of milk sitting on top of a piece of meat, then there would be no kavash kamavosho. Or if you left your fleishig a spoon on top of your puddle of coffee, which is on top of the shayish, top of your on your countertop. Also, if it's not misaviv the spoon or misaviv the chaticha, then according to this way in Yehuda, there would not be a problem of kovish kemevushul ishlein if you pass like him. But lachera would be nichlal in that it's only considered lachem ktsas and wouldn't be shayich kovish kemevushul. Now, what happens if you're koivish something, koivish heter in a kli isra? So we saw that there's, the isra of heter says, the taz and the shach both bring down the isra of heter that says that it's going to be asr. But the taz and the shach are both matmiya and they say that l'chura, it shouldn't be asr in this case, because when is the kvisha chal, when is the kovish kumbushal, l'achar chav dal choyz? After 24 hours, then the blis of the kli ha'aser are already pegumim. So in a chanami, it's kavash kumavosh after 24 hours, and the blis that are inside the pot are going to come out inside the food, but those blis that are coming out are nesnal nafkam, is that a problem? What's pshat in this reheter? So the chavas das over here is Matzai in the Magen Avraham, that says, the kshinois in a het lasech ha'kli tekef kishmura ke'iser, the aser, the blis of gim boink achas. He understands that the Magen Avraham says it's talking about that you took out the Isser from the Kli, and you stuck in immediately, toich kedei rega, you stuck in ze yotze ach yotze yotze. The Isser comes out, and toich rega, you stuck in the heter, and it's set in for 24 hours. Now, if the kli is boiling hot when you're stuck in the heter, so then lechero, it's still going to be, the blis are still going to be shaykh to come out after 24 hours. It could be talking about that the kli was, let's say, the mashal, simple case. You have a kli which was nesar aidei kvisho. You had were kvish chazer juice inside of a kli for 24 hours. The blis go inside the kli and they come out after 24 hours. You pour, and those blis that are going in are not nice and tamufkam blis. They came in from a liquid. They came in from a mamashas. You pour out the juice and you pour in right away immediately heter. Now, after 24 hours, the two things happen. At the end of the 24 hours, the kvisha happens and you say kavash kumavoshal. And after 24 hours, the blis that come out of the stand of kam. Now, it took a second to put it in, so the mashmoy says that it's boing ka'achas, the blis and the blis, the kvisha and the blis coming out before the pogim all happened in batash in 24 hours, and therefore, there's not a problem with the stand of kam. The only problem is that it's come out not shaykh, like the crazy place is ma'ir, like we saw. The Mela Crazy Placey learns differently. Crazy Placey learns that, like we mentioned beforehand, that the blias don't happen at the end of 24 hours. The blias are constantly going inside. The blias that are constantly going inside, the churro is like the haschalas habishul. If you have Isser that was in this bashal in a kli at 8 o'clock in the morning, and then at 8 o'clock at night, you cook up water inside of that kli. The 24 hours to start the blis the blis should be considered nesnam lefkam is not from 8 o'clock in the morning when you cook the Isser. It's from 8 o'clock in the afternoon, at night, when you once again reheated that Isser and you didn't allow for those blis to become pogum, and they went back in as non-pogum dekob blis. Mamela, you have to wait 24 hours from 8 o'clock at night. Al derech zeh, here, by kvish kavash mevoshel. After roiv of the zman, lashon the crazy place, after 12 hours, you have roiv of the blis that are coming inside. They're ma'urir, it's already starting the process, sort of kavash mevoshel, and they don't allow the blis that are inside the pot to become pegumim after 24 hours. L'chura, this is the pshat in the berhetiv that brings down a beis hillel. V'kach kos a beis hillel. He brings down Hagoyin Machaber Magan Avraham Shama B'Shem Mar Yaakov Milublin, that if there is blias inside of the, if there is Bishlam Imakli Oimid Reiko Nifkan Atam Avakan Shaimid by Heter Toder Imkain Kvar Hischel Akabel Tam Bishvachoy Ula Acher Meis Leis Nasek Mavol Shomamish Lachin Aser. In this case, the only time that we see Nasek Tam Lefkam if the Kli was empty for 24 hours, but here you had Heter inside. Therefore, hischul akabel tam bishvachoi, ula achar meisleis nasek mevoshel mamish. Mashma, also al derech zeh, that the blis are going inside, and therefore, they don't allow the blis inside the pot to become pogum. He says, kakos beis hillel, simen samach tes, lachura the pshat is al derech zeh, that the blias, that's the mashmois. If interesting enough, if you look at that Beis Hillel, just interesting quote, he says, in Simen Samach Tes, if Katan Gimel, he says, Ein lahokul neged harav bal iser veheter. The Shach Natals want to be meikol connected this veheter. He says, you shouldn't be meikol connected this veheter. Bashir sheroiv ukumat kol hadinim shel iser veheter arach noyegim acharov. We paskin kumat like every single iser veheter. The iser veheter is the Trumas Hadeshin of Nido. We paskin kilu, he's the Talmud of the Trumas Hadeshin. He's the last of the Pais Gdoyle, of the Rishainim Lechiro, of the Paiske Ashkenaz. And we paskin kumat like every single iser veheter. Memeila lechin gam bedin azeh in lokal. We pass on like even everything, even in this din, even though the Shachantals are Mekel, or we shouldn't be Mekel connected to this Rehter. Okay. Ladino, Lamaisa, Rev of the Paiskim say that it's not Usr. Very Paiskim go like the Shachantals, that it's not Usr after 24 hours. That's in the Mishnah Berurah Paskins. In Simon Tov Mem Zayin, Sivkot Alam Betes. Afilu Nichbashu Kol Elu Meis Leis Mitech HaKli. Ein Lasser, the Af, the Kovish Kemavushul, Mikol Mokoim, Haloy Levgamu. Even if it's a Ben Yoimai, Why? The emos ay makabel tam in ekvisho acher meis leis v'skvar nasa tam shebesecha kli lefkam. So the Mishnah Berurah alone brings down the svar of the Shach and the Taz that you don't have to be choishish b'diavid. The only thing is, if you look there in the Bir Halacha in Sif Ches there, it's mashma that he's machmer in such a case. Now they bring down from Chaim Kanievsky, and betzim that's what he's mafarish in the Shrina Halachis, that the Mishnah Berurah was only machmer by zaysim, that a charif mktas, then you have to be choishish that maybe it even happens before 24 hours, or it's ukedeme, something which is charif mktas. Betzim the Mishnah Berurah already says as asfar in Sifkot and Tzadi in Tof Mem Zayin Sifkot and Tzadi, he brings down such a svar when he gets to zaysim. So Chaim learns that that's what the Bir Halacha says. The Bir Halacha that was machmir, not like the Shach and the Taz, was only in something which is charif mktas, then yesh lahachmir, that maybe the liyas go inside before it's nois and tam lefkam. Before it says tam lefkam, where it's machayil le shvach. Ukedeme. Now, what type of kelim is a chayich to have kavash kumavoshul? The prim vadim is mayrich. The mashmois is, at the end of the day, the Taz brought down that mateches, this veheter is mekel. Primogodim, by most kelim is machmer, by mateches he brings down the zemachlekes. However, the paiskim, it seems like the consensus of the paiskim is that we're machmer benegeh to all kelim, except for glass, as a shaylo, and klizchuches, the primogodim brings out, hamekel b'hab samru b'lehifsid. The same way lechur, it's a shaylo benegeh to bishul, if it's mavliya b'chlal. Memela glazed things also as a shaylo, glazed korel, ukadema. You would also lechur have the same shaila whether b'shayich kovish k'mevushul, and if it's glazed with glass, then mehefsin meruba lechur there'd be makom to be mekel. However, with metal, it seems that everybody's machmer, not like the esavater. Now, the Mechaber says, "Isur shenishur meheter meis leis b'tzayinim mipi kovash reikum mevushul v'nesar kulay afilu pachz mikan avapachz mikan v'adoch asagi." On that, the Ramah says, "V'chol mokum darmirin kovash kumevushul afilu mashe chutz lekvisha osir." The idea kvisha shalamato mevafei lemarlok mei bebishul v'yesh mekilu mashe chutz mashe bechutz. The Ramah brings down and again to something which is kovush halfway in the liquid and halfway out of the liquid, it brings down two shittas. Now, it's interesting, l'chura the mashmois would be that he's paskening l'chumra. He brings down a stam and a yeshermim. He says the stam is machmer, that even mash b'chutz is osir al tzkovash k'mavoshul, v'yesh makil mash b'chutz. And then there's a yeshermim that are makel outside. Stam and yeshermim, pashas would go like the stam. L'chura, that was a machrich that has to say, when he brings down the yesh makil, v'chim pasuk b'tar yasachad, this parachot beis, that that's when we should say we should be machmer because it's a stam. Nevertheless, really the prima gavim reads doch this nekuda that loyteima that rav hevi dea echad b'stam, and therefore we pass like that. No, therefore he tells you that in Teres Chatz he passes like the second lashon that is mekel b'mashe b'chutz. And that's a little bit interesting because in the Dark Moshe he brings down the same two shitas and he brings it down fakert. The stam is mekel and then he brings down the yesh misha machmer b'zeh. In the Dark Emotion, Yesh La'ayin, why is Mahapachin? And Bechlal and Teres Chattis is still paskind, like you paskind like the stone of the Dark Emotion. Yesh La'ayin, why is Mahapachin in the Ramah? The Shach in Sifkot and Aleph is Matmir on this din of halfway in and halfway out. And just to go through it, it's a little bit of a difficult Shach. Just to point out the Nekudas that are difficult in the Shach, and what the Achronim say about it. Now, the Shach starts off, he says, Midivriya Rabba Teres Chattas Klal Chav Beis Nir Shekin Iker, that if it's halfway in, halfway out, we only ask for that which is inside. V'chin Mashma Das HaRosh V'HaRajba B'per Kol HaBasa Gabi Basa Shinu Melech B'Kli Sheinu Menukuv V'afidu Chaticha Deheter Shebesei Chatzir Shomein V'ochi Mashma Yator V'Mechaber Simen Samach Tes. He brings down a case, he says, L'chor, that's Mashmois of the Rosh and the Rajbo. That we saw such a case in Tosfos, that if you have a chaticha that was nimlach inside of a kli that was enu menukuv, so you have a bunch of pieces of meat and you salt them, and the tzir from the meat comes out and is sitting in the bottom of the barrel with a bunch of salt. You salted them, and so the juice that comes out is full of salt and blood and liquid. Now you have one piece at the bottom of the barrel that is sitting halfway in and halfway out of this mixture of tzir and dam. So the halacha is, we saw in Tesis, the Rush brings this, says also, that you're able to cut off the top of the piece which is outside and just throw out the bottom piece, but the top piece is besiner. We don't say what was outside of the piece becomes aser also. So we see, says the Shach, that Kavash Mavushal only asers that which is inside the kvisha, inside the tzir. What's on top is not a problem. Now, Tzarech Bir, because we saw in Tesis, that was the Svarim Yuchedes b'negea to dam. The dam is not able to be mefafei lamalo. So in a chanami, in such a case, even though kovash is kemavoshul, but it's not going to send the iser that it was nechbashin, which is dam, it's not mefafei lamalo. But where does that tell you when you get this dam kvisha? If you have a piece of heter inside chazer juice, ukedema, that's not, there's no problem of being mefafei lamalo. Who says that we have a raya from there that the kvisha is only going to answer the bottom half, it's not going to go up? Tzarech Bir, like Prim Gadam was ready for the Shaila on the Shach. That which the Shach continues and he says, V'chein Mishar Paiskim, V'af Dasrinan Hasam Basar Shnei Mechlekei Shein Milkuf. What does it mean, V'af Dasrinan? You just said that the Torah and Mechaber are Mekel. Yeah, that's the Torah Mechaber, but the Ramah over there in Tzimt Samach Tes is Machmer. For a different reason, he says, that's only because, Kim Shnei Mechlekei Shein Milkuf, Pir Shadam Mimakal Mokim. Then, the Shach continues, and he says, "Avavada ihavi ha iser shomein af mashachutz latzir aser." The mashma devar poiskim l'sham. However, if the iser is shomein, then mashachutz latzir is going to be aser. Dainu, what does it mean that iser shomein? If you have a piece of a heter which is halfway in and halfway out, now it's either sitting in tzir which is aser that's shomein, or you have it sitting in water. Halfway in, halfway out of the water, and there's another piece of iser, which is chazer shamein, nevela shmeina, inside of this water together. So the iser that's asering ayde the kvisha, that's a iser shamein. Then in a chanami says it's gonna aser that which is above. And b'meili is matmiya that, since we, the Ramah, we'll see later on, b'hemshech b'ezer Hashem, in a few different places, that we're not mechalik, the Ramah says we're not mechalik between kochosh and shamin bizmanenu, einanu bikiyim, and mela we have to reckon everything to be shamin, mela frekta shach, how could the Ramah go ahead and paskan teres chatas, lamaisa, that what's outside of the kvisha is not going to be a problem, lechura, anytime that the isser is going to be an isser shamin, then we're going to say that the entire piece is going to become asr, like we see in Samach Tes. And since we don't know whether or not any piece is kochosh or shaman, we always have to be choshish than shaman, we should always have to aser the heter, which is halfway in, halfway out. Because we have to be choshish that the iser that it's being nichbash in, or together with, is a chatich hashmeinu. And therefore, it's going to be maflit into the entire piece and shoot the blias even out of the chilek which is nichbash inside. Into the chilek which is not nichbash. Now, the Minchas Yaakov points out over here that this whole question of the shach is only because the Shach was mitzatet the Ramah, not like we have the Ramah. He says the Dibur Maskel of the Shach is v'yesh makilin b'mashe chutz letzir. If you look at the Ramah was not talking about a case mashe chutz letzir. He says mashe chutz lekvisha. So you're right. In a chanami, in a case, memele l'chavas das, the primigodim, the Rekiv Eger, the Achrayim Molesk on the Shach, the Lachura, you have no raya from the case of Simon Samach Tes. That's talking about a case that there's melach there. In a case that's melach there, so Nechanami, Meliach Kirei Seach, works much differently. Meliach Kirei Seach, the Meliach is if it's Shomein, so then it's gonna answer immediately. And if it's Kochush, then it's gonna answer only after Shira Sicha. But the only reason why it's gonna, we always have to rechesh that it's shamin. But it rechesh that it's shamin, and then it's gonna ask her, alts the melach shabai. Alts melach shabai, then it asks her that it's melich kirei seach. And in echanami, in such a case, melich kirei seach works that it can even be mevashol, it can even be mefafei lamaila. But we have no raya b'negeat, a case where there's no melach inside. The whole raya of the shach is, because he understood we're talking about a case that there's melach inside. It's kovash and tzir. And we know by tzir that if it's a davar shamin, then it's mefafel amayla, even to what's outside of the tzir. So he's matmiya. Over here, we should have to be choshish that everything is shamin, and it's always mefafel outside. But that's not the case here. We're talking about it's covered in water. We're talking about it's covered in chazer juice. We're talking that it's covered in something which is not meliach. There we have no raya that just by a davar shamin, it's going to be mefafei lamayla. It could be that even by a davar shamin, that which is inside of the, only that which is inside the kvisha is going to be aser, and that which is outside is not going to be aser. Be'etzem, the shach alein is mechalek al derech zeh. He says at the end of the day, that which we're not mechalek between kovash kemevoshul, that which we're not mechalek between kovash and shamin, is only benegea to malicha v'ntzliya. But benegea to kvisha, we're not going to say it. So he's mechalek a little bit benegea to malicha and kvisha. But there's still a difference, because what's going to be the case by something which is vaday shamin? There's a chalik between the shach and the other, and the chavas dasim kiveger. Something which is vaday shamin, which is nechbash in water, together with iser. So according to the shach, for sure that's going to be aser. We're just not bekim to be chalik between kochash and shamin, and by kivisha we say that we are bekim, we're not going to be machban to say we're not bekim. So something which is kochash, we'll say is kochash. Something which is shamin is for sure going to aser, even that which is outside of the kivisha. However, according to kiveger, the chavas das, even that which is outside the kivisha is not going to be aser, even if it's a davar shamin, because we never found anywhere that kochash could aser that which is outside the liquid, even if it's a davar shamin. La halacha, the Prima Gadim brings down. It's actually, this shach is not only a chumra, it's also a kula. It's a chumra because you have to rechen, you aser that, even that which is outside of the kvisha. But mitzad sheni, it could come out of kula because if you have, you're able to rechen that it's able to be mitzdarf to shishim. If you have iser being nechbash inside with this kvisha, so if you want to be able to, if the kvisha only asks that which is inside the liquid, so mamela, you're only going to be able to reckon the shishim with the water and the chelik of the chatech which is inside the liquid. But now that we're telling me that the kvisha goes to the entire piece, so mamela, the blias are mispashin, not only in the liquid and the chelik which is inside the liquid, it's also mispashin, the chelik which is outside the liquid, you count that into the shishim. The Prima Gadim brings this down. Well, Indian Allah says the Prima Gadim in Sifsi Das at the end of Aleph, b'chaticha echar chetzi chutz kvisha, b'me'es le'es, ein oiser. V'chumra she'ein mitzdaf le'shishim, he brings down that it's a chumra that's not mitzdaf le'shishim, ma'as v'shecha kvisha. U'b'tzir, din malicha yesh le'i b'chol ha'choysaf. If it's tzir, then it has a din of malicha, and it's going to answer, it can answer the entire thing. U'b'shamein, and he brings down, this is the point of contention between the shach and the other achrenim, u'b'shamein b'ein hefsim ruba, yesh la'asar k'shach b'kvisha me'es le'es. The male he goes, he passes like the shach by hefsim neruba, that even when something is heter is nechbash in iser which is not maliach, but if the iser is an iser shomein, you should be machmer if it's not a hefsim neruba. But by hefsim neruba, he's going to be mekel according to the shach. Even by hefsim neruba, we would be machmer according to the Prima Gadim. Only the chatchila we're passing like the shach, but we have some room, we could be mekel like the other achrenim, and the Vadei Shulchan brings that down, la halacha in Sifkat and Yud Beis. The next halacha that the Rambam brings down, the Safek Kovish Aser, Movad Bebasa Bechalav, Dazlin Lekula de Menater, in Aser Rak Bevishal Mamish. What's the case of Safek Kovish? There's two possibilities. There's one case that you have a piece, two pieces in front of you. One was Vadei Nechbash for 24 hours, and one was Vadei Not Nechbash for 24 hours. And you don't know what's what. Chelev and Shuman. So in such a case, it's pasha the kuli alma that misafik both of the pieces are aser. That's lachora. Even if you hold that kvisha is not daraisa, lachora pashas by iser darabon. And also we saw in kuftes, if you have two chatichos, one is aser, one is heter, it's chazik isura. Then in echanami, you don't see safik darabon the kulam over there. We mean aser even out safik darabon. That's aser the kuli alma. The other case that we have of safik is if it was nechbash for 24 hours. You know that it's been sitting inside of this liquid. You just don't know for how long. The Rama says, safik kovish is aser. Movad bebasa b'chalav, then you go to kula because kvisha is not going to aser basa b'chalav midaraisa. The Taz says, l'chero, we should say by safik kovish, mokbinu nadavar chaskasi. we never knew that this piece was Becheses Kashrus, that it didn't become Aser. We don't know for sure that it became Aser. It's Bechazaka that it didn't become Aser. No different than a case of a mikvah. A mikvah that agav, that means that you know that the mikvah goes up and down, but you never found out that it goes down less than 40 so. There's two cases that in Sifhei that are brought down when they get to mikvah that goes up and down in Siman Reishal Sif Samachei. And that is, the first case is talking about that sometimes the mikveh goes above 40 and sometimes it goes below 40. If you went to the mikveh and you don't know if it was below 40 or not, you have to be tevel again, because mukminin ha tomei al chaskasai, and you don't know for sure that he was tevel. However, the other case is talking about, the second case that's brought down in that sif, is that you know the mikveh goes up and down. When it's up, it's way over 40. When it's down, you don't know, you never found out it's zikr, not way over 40, but you've measured it and it's been 40, and you never knew for sure that it does ever, you never found out that it ever went under 40. Memela, you should be moided the mikveh before you go inside, but if you went inside without being moided it, since there was never a chazak that it goes down less than 40, you let it presume that it had 40 saw at the time of the tefillah, and the guy is tar. So he says, why? Because we're even though over there the other, the mensch that tzevel is vadei tamei, nevertheless, we're mukmir the mikvah chaskasei. Kavachorim over here, where we have nothing going connected to the piece of meat, zikr, we're going to be mukmir the piece of meat chaskasei and say that it did not become aser. The nekudas zekesef and the other achorinim are all matmiya, and they say, kavachorim pricha. L'chor, that case is, there was never a, there's no reis lefanecha, because the mikvah never went down to less than 40 saw, so there's no reason to be chayshish. Mashiachin over here, there's a reis in the cheskas kashrus. Why? Because it's been sitting in liquid for who knows how long. We just don't know how long it is, but there's definitely a reis lefanecha, shor shor lefanecha. You have some reis lefanecha that is sitting in the kvisha. How do we pass on the halacha? Do we go like the Ramah that says that it's aser misafik? Do we go like the Taz that it's mokmin lecheskasa? So the truth is that the Kreitz Uplesi passes like the Taz Mokmin Chaskasa, and L'chur, the Pashtas Mashmois of the Nekudas HaKesef is that it's just the Kavachem Pricha. And that he's not Chulik on the Etzem Din, like the Pesach Chuvah brings down from Mechasani, that Ken Zayna, he wasn't ever Chulik on the Etzem Din. Rakal Arayah Shevi Mikvah. Yishlaim. However, it seems that Rav Ruben shall they're all chelik on the Taz, and that's how by the Shulchan passes la'alacha that Safik Kavush is Aser. Why tak is there no cheskas kashrus in such a case? So that by the Shulchan and Biurim, the very master Safik Kavush, he's mitzayin kama rukimis why in shaych, he brings down shmeitzu ayin shom, why in such a case we not say mukminu acheskasi. The Mechaber continues, ואם הוא כובש בסייך ציר או בסייך חיימץ, אם שוק כדי שדענו על הר, וירתיח ויסל לסבשל, הרי הוא כמבושל. He brings down, the pashtas of the machaber is, that he's being machmer by חיימץ, just like ציר, that it's כדי שירתיח. Now the shach is חיילק, and he says that חיימץ is no different than anything else. דווקא ציר is כדי שירתיח, but חיימץ is like all other liquids, and you need מייס לאייס. The Prima Gadda brings down that the Magan Avram, in our Chaim, is machalik between chaymitz chazak and chaymitz which is not chazak. He says, "But chaymitz chazak, then it's kedesh yartiach. But stam chaymitz is only after 24 hours. How do we pass? In the Mishnah Berurah and Tafmin Zayim Sefkan Ayin Aleph, he brings down that chaymitz you need meis leis and the sharatzin over there in Tzadi Hay. He says we're not machmer like the Magen Avraham. But interestingly enough, I saw the Rebbe Yitzchak Berkowitz was machmer lechatchilo yesh lachmer like the Mechaber that chaymitz not to be Kribish something in Chaymitz. But B'dievel Yesh Lahaka, like the Mishnah Berurah says, not to be that we're not Machmer by Chaymitz. What's considered Chaymitz Chazak and what's considered not Chaymitz Chazak? The Aruch HaShulchan brings down the Magen Avraham, but he says that the Chaymitz Shalanu ain't a Chazak Kokach. Memelo, it doesn't have, it's not, we don't have Chaymitz Chazak. So Bizmaneinu, according to Aruch HaShulchan, there's never going to be a problem of Kvisha B'Chaymitz. And so, according to the Mishnah Berurah, we're not chayshish for, even if we have chaymitz chazak, we don't have to be choishish because you don't bazlak magen Avraham. And according to Rav HaShulchan, by chaymitz chazak we have to be machmer, but bizmanin we don't have chaymitz chazak. Memela, practically it's not going to be a nafkamina. The nafkamina is when you get to the different types of salads. You have salads, the cucumber salads that are in vinegar and water and vinegar. So you also have to know how much vinegar and how much water it is for it to be considered a. But if a lot of it's sometimes the basic juice is vinegar. In such a case, lachera, even if you left in kalim inside or kadema, you don't have to be worried that we say kavash kamevashal, and the platas are going to come out. When you get a tzir, that tzir is kadesh yartiach. So, what does it mean kadesh yartiach? What is kadesh yartiach? So the Yad Avram brings down to a machlekes. In kadesh yartiach doesn't mean the thing which is being nechbash, whatever it is. We're talking about heter and chazer juice. If that fit in tzir, if that tzir which is aser, if you put this on the fire, how long would it be take you to be martiach it? Or is it no? It's not this specific thing. Kadesh yartiach means how much time does it take to boil up water? That's really the lashon of the Torah of the Mechaber in Siman Samach Tes Sefir Ches. They bring down kashir shi'itnu mayim ala esh v'yaschil la'atiach. And the Yad Avram says v'chein nir li ikr v'yashir yoysim yilu hersichas hatzir denasa mayer. He says that tzir, to boil up tzir, goes much quicker than to boil up water. He says we go that it's to boil up water, like the pashas of the Mechaber and the Torah in Siman Samach Tes. The only question is, how much water, how big of a pot, how big of a fire, is it covered, is it not covered? So the truth is, the Darkei Tshuva, in Siman Samach Tes, he brings down from a Sefer Beis David Hasfardi, that were, this is in Siman Samach Tes, Eis Reis Tzadi Vav, that were Meshar with a Kli Beinoni, which is not too thick, the walls, the bottom is not so thick and not so thin. Mayim le merubim le muatim, halfway. Be'esh beinani, normal size, not too big, not too small. And at the time that the kli is covered, still not exactly clear what's considered a medium-sized pot. Ukedem, what's a medium-sized fire, depending on what type of burner you have. Ukedem, medium-sized burner, medium-sized fire. Not exactly clear. In the place scheme, it's not clear what the shitas are. The Darkei Tshuva brings down a number of shitas. The Darkei Tshuva by us brings down a number of shitas of exactly how long this is. The Bislach Mehuda says it's kashir halichas mil, which is 18 minutes. It brings down others that are machmer for much less than that, even up to 6 minutes. L'chura, if you understand like the Prima Gadim in Mishmat Seis Aleph that says that even by kvisha, by tzir, or v'chaymetz, like those are machmer, kadesh yartiach is isur daraisa, is kvisha is like bishul. It's aser midaraisa by shari sirum, not by bas b'chalav. Then lechira safik daraisa lechumra, and you'd have to be machmer from 6 minutes. B'diavet yesh le tasa shelus chachma, but lechira lechatchila zicher, you have to be choshish from 6 minutes, that there's already going to be a kvisha by a davar charef like tzir. Now, if you have a davar charef which is inside of a kli, tzir inside of a kli, this is all talking about you have food inside of tzir. How about tzir that's aser inside of a kli? Do we also say this year of kadesh yartiach? That the Prima Gadim says it's mashma it's machlekes achreinim taz and neshach say that it's not maflit from a kli. Not like the preacher. The preacher seems to say that it's maflit right away from the kli. Kadesh Yartiach, Neshach and Taz say it's not maflit from the Kli, unless it's there Meis Leis, but Lahavliya into the Kli, that is, it seems to be Machlekes Taz and Neshach. We have to see Be'ezer Hashem in Sadi Aleph and in Hilchis Melicha. Now, there's a question that we have, it's already Rikiv Yeger handles it, it's a Shaila that we have Lachur Sai Menegea to Kovash in a regular liquid, Sai Menegea to Tzir, and a chaymetz. What's the din by kvisha l'sirugin? Something which is not kovash for 24 hours straight. It's kovash for 24 hours, but not for 24 hours straight. So there's three possibilities of this, of such a case. Either you took it out of the water, and you put it into different water, or, and let it sit there for, took it after 12 hours, took it out of water, and put it into different water for another 12 hours. Took it out of water for a second and put it back in the same water. Or it was sitting inside of water for 24 hours straight and you never took it out, but it wasn't sitting inside the same water for 24 hours. It was in a river. The water was kept on moving. It was anchored down, but the water kept on passing by the entire time. Or you put something inside of a milchig spoon, inside of your fleishig chalim pot, which had leftovers, and sitting inside of the sink, and the water's running for 24 hours. The water, which is inside, is coming out, new water's coming in constantly. Three different cases. L'chur, you could say maybe it's only in the original, the machlekes that we said, whether or not bleas come out slowly but surely, or they come out after 24 hours. That if they come out slowly but surely, so then if the water is changing, or you change the water or kadema, then in echanami you don't have the original bleas. So even after 24 hours, you need the constant buildup of bleas for it to become usr. Mashenkin, if it happens after 24 hours, then as long as it's been misrachich for 24 hours, even if it's not in the same water, it's being constantly being misrachich, then after 24 hours it'll be pilot. However, interestingly enough, I saw that the Aruch HaShulchan learns, like the crazy place, that it's poilet mad not. And nevertheless, he says that you need 24 hours with tufim. It's mashma that everybody holds that you need 24 hours with tufim, and it's not totally in this machlekes. It seems to be that that's the consensus of the Paiskim. That's what Rav Kiva Eger goes kipshutai. It brings down a Minchas Yaakov, Kachos v'Shach v'Nekudas HaKesef, and Kuf Lamed Hei. But you, that's talking about if you took it out and you put it into different water. And then he brings down a Mil Tzedaka, U'kimiduma noigin lahatem nilka chachati chatech meis le'eis zman mut. Afilum hechsel ois anamayim atzmon, kidesh kol shalei nishu meis le'eis b'pam achas b'li hefsek. He brings down a Mil Tzedaka that says that if you took it out and you put it straight back in, that's also not going to be Kavash Kavavashu. The Prima Godim, when he brings down these halachas, he says that in a chanami lechur you need 24 hours. However, he says that ein lahokol rak behefsim rubo roi lahater ki agavnu. So Kiveger seems to go kibshutai that you be mekel, and that seems to be the consensus of the paiskim, that if it's not there for 24 hours, not like this Prima Gadim to say Dafka Behefsim Ruba. The truth is that the Yad Yehudo is Machmer by all the cases. He says no such thing that you need it, that should be in for the entire 24 hours straight. It has to be in for 24 hours, but it doesn't have to be straight. The Shaleh is, so where's the gather? The Sata Devarech Leshurin. So how long do you take it out for? If you take it out for three, it's in for 12 hours, take it out for 3 days and put it back in for 12 hours, then it's gonna be Kavash for 24 hours? They declare the same thing by Tzir. Tzir needs 18 minutes, let's say. So if you take it out for 9 minutes, if it's in for 9 minutes, pull it out and put it back in for 9 minutes. So the Aruch HaShulchan declares, by Tzir also do you need it? So it bothered me, the same type of question. If you're not going to say it by Tzir, so then it's not the Rech L'Shurim. You put in the Tzir for 9 minutes, you take it out for 3 days, and you put it back in for 9 minutes. So then it's a total of 18 minutes. There's no Tzad in such a case, L'Chur, that it's going to answer. So Yad Yud wants a Taina that it's telling you, if you put it in the Kvisha for 9 minutes, then if you took it out for as long as it was inside, then it's Mavatlin. So however long is inside, if you put it in for 12 hours into regular liquid, and you took it out for 11 hours, then you could put it back in for another 12 hours and it's Mitzdarf. However, if you put it in for 12 hours and you left it out for 12 and a half hours, then even if you're going to put it back in for another 12 hours, it's not going to be Mitzdarf. I've heard the same thing by Tzir. However long it's out, that's how long you have. Now, when you get to the... So these are the first two cases. If you put it into different water, the Rebbe Kiva Eger brings down that it's going to be mutter. And if you put it... And you put it back into the same water, pick it up and bring it down, and brings down... put it back in, he brings in the Mil Tzedaka, who is Mekel in such a case also. And when you get to the last case of if it's sitting in water that's constantly moving, so it never even came out of the water for a second, in that case, there's a Pesach Tshuva talks about it in Hilchas Melicha, in Siman Samach Tes, Oislam and Gimel, and he says nearly that Nor Le Mikri Kovish. Why? The Kama Kama Ozdele. It's Dinoi Kimemis Mechulafim. He says, he's medamet to Nitila Sidarim, that Magen Avraham says, that by, when you stick your hands into a nahar, then you don't have to put it in three times, because the water is constantly changing. So you're constantly having different water going over your hands. So to over here, it's not considered kovish, because the mayim is mischalfin, nirek tzas, and in such a case, it should not be a problem of kvisha. However, Remoisha, Nigris Moisha Chelik Beis, Simen Chof, talks about a case where you have food which is frozen, and the ice is melting, and the ice is constantly melting, so water is constantly dripping off of the piece, but it's different water. Ice melts, and drips away, and flows away, and then more ice melts. In such a case, he says, that Yesh Lahachmer, if it's not a Hefse Merubo, even the Pirug Adam, it seems, even the Pisach Tshuva was a Nirek Tas. That's how the Gus Meshach wants to be Machmer. In such a case, since it was in water the entire time, even though the water was Mischalif, nevertheless, it's going to be a problem of Kavisha, and Loi Bemachim Hefse Merubo. The Chatchil Zecher not to be Sayyim Bechonin. The next Rebbe Kiveger is another chiddush. Kiveger brings down that if you have, he brings down a prima godim in Ochas Pesach. Umachlet mikol deifin akli af mima shedovek aleh mibachutz. Betzarachin, if you have a little bit of chametz outside of a kli stuck onto a barrel ukedema, then the prima godim is mistopic, then maybe we're going to say kovash kumavoshel, the same as you say kovash kumavoshel is mavli umachlet from the entire kli. So after 24 hours, so it's Kenzan is Mavli Umaflet from that which is stuck on the outside of the Kli. Now, the Yad Yehuda brings down such a tzad, and he says, Pasha, that's such a thing you do not have to be Cheshish for. That is not Bechal, it's not Shaykh Kvish in such a case. Now, even the Marsham, there's others that say that even the Prima Godim, the Marsham, the Dachachachuva brings it down, brings down Shitas Mishmer Sholim, that Mish, not sure he brings down. He brings down Shitas that even the Prima Godim was only mistopic, only cleared up in a gate of Chometz Pesach. He has to be choishish that maybe some, a tiny little bit, since we all Chometz Pesach is Yisra Mashu, he has to be choishish that maybe a tiny bit went through the wall, and went from the outside into the inside through the wall, a little bit came in. But when he gets the Shari Yisra, Zichr wasn't Machmer. Now it's clear that Rav Kiveger, Zichr didn't learn that way, because Rav Kiveger brings down Shitas to under Sugis Vesra Heter to this case. However, L'chur, it's a big chumrah. It would come out, according to this, Zichr, the Taz doesn't hold this way. The Taz holds that Kvish only answers, even in a clean, only answers the Klippa. Zichr, the Taz also doesn't hold like this. It's a suffix of a Prima Godim. And to those that it's Pshitulahu, that if you don't Shaykh, it's not Shaykh. And Kenzain, even the Prima Godim is only mistopic when you get to Chometz of Pesach. And the Taz doesn't hold like him. The Pashas of Mashmois, I think the price game is that we're not Machmer for this Kiveger. However, Kenir, the Mayor Brandsdorf for Zichr was, because he says that even if something which is wrapped up in a plastic bag, you have to be choishish that maybe the blade is going to go through. That's only out this Kiveger, the Chiru. Because the Chiru, the blades of the Chametz which are in the walls of the freezer, shouldn't be able to go through the bag into the fish and the meat of Pesach. The lefidus would come out, or shailas, if somebody has cottage cheese on the outside of his fleishiga pot that was sitting there for 24 hours. In a chanami, if cottage cheese is considered something which is shaykh bishel, shaykh kvisha, the kvisha is really happening inside of the pot, right? You have chicken soup inside of a metal pot and cottage cheese on the outside. So the kvisha, according to Kiveger, you have to be choishish that maybe some of the cottage cheese got inside. So if you have shishim, terrific. Shaila is going to get to the pot. However, l'chura, it would be a big chumra to be choishish for this kiveger. And al derech zeh is the case of the polka which is on top of the milk bag. There it's maybe even better because it's not surrounded by the dover which is nechbash. So maybe in such a case, you wouldn't even say kvisha. But it also would have to go through the milk bag into the piece of the chicken. It would only be aser, according to this, kiva eger, which is the tzarachin, chicken b'chlals, the safik darabanan, l'chir, there would be no makom to be machmir in such a case. Now, just the last halacha, is interesting halacha, this pischei tshuva brings down, when you get to this goy that fell inside of the well, as a shadow whether or not, there is kovash kimavoshu, maybe it's Nesetam Lafkam, it's only Isser Essay we're not as Machmer. The Isser Essay, Agav, is Zaysa Chaya Shetachilu, it's Mashma Dafka these Chayas, as opposed to a person who's a Chaya, that you shouldn't eat. Now this whole need that is Dafka because, Pasha is because the guy died. But by Kvisha of a live person, if somebody's soaking their hand for 24 hours, L'chir, we're not gonna say Kovash Kimavoshu, you're not allowed to use that water for, I don't think you'd want to use it anyhow, but now they'd use that water for cooking. That is, we'll see, Bezer Hashem, Pesach Tshuva in Simen Kuf Dalet, Bezer Hashem, Oid Chazon, Amen.